you a fan of this podcast? Do you wish there was even more juicy content for you to sink your ears into? Well, there is. You can become a premium member of this podcast for $5.99 a month and get full access to an archive of over 50 bonus episodes. Additionally, we release a bonus episode every single month. That's a ton of extra content, including my personal interior design diaries, extra tips, my talking about trends, and so much more. Additionally, you'll be keeping us on the airwaves each and every week because your premium membership money goes directly back to making this podcast amazing. Check us out at affordableinteriordesign.com. Click on podcast to learn more and to become a premium member today.
Need a high-end designer or a lot of money to get a luxe look. Be your own interior designer.
This is Affordable Interior Design, the podcast.
Here's your host, Betsy Hellman.
Hello there. Happy spring. I hope it's warmer where you are than it is here. I keep waiting for those days when I can spend it outside, when I can take the stroller and walk the baby around town. And it's just been too windy or too chilly or too cloudy. So I'm hoping that these days really turn into spring sometime very soon. The other thing I'm hoping is that I'm hoping that you guys are getting a chance to go shopping because something really exciting happened to me this weekend. It was cold. It was rainy. I was looking for something to do with both my 13-year-old son and my 5-month-old baby. What would they both enjoy? Now, the great news is they love hanging out together. So my son is absolutely smitten with my daughter. He's always taking pictures and playing with her and pushing her stroller. But, you know, we can't take her to the movies. We can take her to the arcade, but, you know. So we decided to take them to the mall. So I took my son and I took my baby to the mall. And, you know, we could walk around because it was not cold in the mall, not windy or rainy in the mall. It was actually a day of torrential downpour. And we could walk around this mall and my son could stop and go look at things, or we could grab lunch at the cafe or whatever. So it turned out to be really fun. And I hadn't explored this mall very much, even though it's close to my house, because while I like to shop, malls are not really my jam. I hate the big parking garages. I hate navigating paid parking. I hate, you know, having to walk half a mile to get to the one store you want. It's just, you know, something I was super into in junior high and have since phased out. But back in the mall, I had this newfound appreciation because this mall had so many cool home stores. It had Our House. It had EQ3. It had LA Home. It had H&M Home. It had CB2. And we had so much fun. Of course, my son did not want to go into the furniture stores with me, even though I assured him that he could jump on the sofas and, you know, try out the dining chairs. That held no allure for him, even though I get quite excited about those things. My dog with the collapsing trachea just busted in on my podcasting recording. So he's going to cough for a minute in the background and then he'll calm down. But I intentionally locked him out because of the coughing. Anyway, my son did not want to be in the furniture stores. So he wandered the main areas with the stroller, giggling at the baby, and she was squealing with laughter at him, which gave me some time to look at light fixtures, to check out what's new, to evaluate some pricing, and to learn something different. You know, I had never heard of LA Home, and it's kind of this mix of mid-century modern with more contemporary pieces. I think there's actually some vintage pieces mixed with some retail. So it was quite interesting. But it definitely awakened in me a passion to complete the design of my space because I feel like the living room is just sort of done in the fact that it has the major pieces, but it's not done in the fact that the wow factor is just not there for me. So I did get some inspiration at this mall, and I could have spent multiple additional hours there, but my son was not having it. Okay, now let's get into your questions, because guys, many amazing questions have come my way. If you're thinking, Betsy, I am designing for spring, or Betsy, I did go shopping and now I'm more confused than ever, please email me. Right, or first you go to affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. And there's, you'll see a form that you just click and fill out. You can add pictures. You can give me a description. The more info you can share, the better of an answer I can give you. But I'm happy just to use it as a brainstorm sesh. So just send your question, no matter how formed, that way, and I'll be answering it on an upcoming episode. All right, without further ado, let me get to the questions that were in the mailbag. My first one, drumroll please, is from Elena. And Elena is writing all the way from Northern California. And she writes, Betsy, my husband and I just bought our first house. I'm trying to make it ours and looking for new paint colors, trim colors, and door colors. I don't hate the previous owner's colors, but it could be better. I don't know what colors will complement my floors. They are a gray faux wood tile that leans a little warm. I'd like to bring out some of that warmness, but how? Beige walls might make the house look dark. Gray walls are a lot of gray. Should I do gray doors? Help, please. I've attached some photos and natural lighting. Well, your photos are very helpful, Elena, because, you know, they do show me that they have these gray wooden tile type floors that have a really prominent grain pattern. So there's a lot of contrast. They're kind of a strong feature, at least in the hallway picture that you sent me, where it's very directional. The grout is dark in between the tiles, almost a black. So these wooden appearing floors really pop, really stand out, are quite a strong visual element in the room. There's a couple things that I'm thinking about. Now, what is on the walls now is kind of that warm, light beige. So it's kind of a creamy, putty type color. It's very light. And then the trim is even lighter. So the trim and the doors, the baseboards, the door frames are all sort of a warmer white color that contrasts somewhat with the walls that are more of that beige type putty. I actually don't mind the colors that they have here, and I think it works really well. But these floors to me are quite dominating. I just think that they're so strong with that dark black grout and the patterning of the wood grain that we need to tone it down with a couple of different ideas I have. My first idea is to do a nice long runner rug. Getting a runner rug to cover a lot of this flooring, at least in this hallway, will really help to break it up and make it seem less dominant in the space. Now, you can also use large area rugs in the different rooms to help with the same effect. It'll add color. It'll add a new pattern. It'll add some soft texture, because right now this feels really kind of cold, sterile, because there's also not a lot of art on the walls. So I would definitely consider some art on the walls. And then I can't see the ceilings very well in this imagery, but interesting light fixtures that have multiple bulbs on a dimmer could also help to make this feel less dark and imposing. Now, I'm not opposed to you changing the wall color, which it appears that you want to do. It appears that you want to move away from this creamy type beige color on the walls. And if you are going to do that, my first inclination was to do some kind of really subtle actual Roy G. Biv color. The one that came to my mind that I really love because it's very, it changes with different lights. It is a shapeshifter, and that in some areas it's green, in some areas it's gray, and in some spaces it even has a blue cast. And that paint color is Benjamin Moore's Gray Cashmere. If you've read my book, you know that I've loved gray cashmere for years. I'm actually staring at it right now, recording in my husband's office space. But I really love this tone because it's very light and yet it's quite different. In the hallway that gets no natural light, you may find that it leans more green. Whereas as this room opens up into, say, I don't know, a living room or a family room, you might find that with all that natural light, it looks more gray. I think this color would really be quite interesting and gorgeous with these floors. You could also go for a slightly more green color like Benjamin Moore's Silver Sage, or you could try something a little bit sunnier and go for like Barely Yellow from Benjamin Moore. Going with a true color, I think, would definitely make these floors feel less imposing, dark, and prominent in the space. The other way you could go is instead of going with beige or instead of going with gray, you could go with grayish, which I do feel aligns best with what the actual tonality of the floor is. Now, my favorite grayishes happen to be Edgecombe Gray or Pale Oak, both by Benjamin Moore. But the most popular grayish on the market right now is Agreeable Grayish from Sherwin-Williams. So that gives you a few different directions, whether you're doing rugs, artwork, or repainting. I think that all these strategies will help. And you can use every strategy, not just focusing on one, or you could start with one and see how much it aids in brightening, lightening, and making the space just feel more, holistically thought about versus these floors just taking over visually. All right, try a few things, Elena, and let me know how it goes. And now it's time for a quick commercial break. Do you love this podcast? Do you wish you could learn even more? Well, we have an online class bundle. Our online class bundle is comprised of three online classes: Beautifying Your Home for Less, Styling Your Home, and the Fundamentals of Feng Shui. Each one of those three classes is between 30 and 45 minutes long and chock filled with visuals and tips, things that will help you to style your own space or help out with other spaces. Additionally, with the pack of three classes, you get an autographed copy of my book, Affordable Interior Design. You get all of that for only $99. Once again, that's the three online classes as well as the book for only $99. You just go to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to buy your bundle today. And if one of those classes sounded intriguing, but maybe you already have my book or some of the other topics are not of interest, you can buy the classes individually at that site as well. Each class is $40. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to get your bundle or your online class today. My next question comes from Newport Beach, California. Another California. Newport Beach, that sounds amazing right now, Mandy. Mandy is writing me and she says, "Hi, Betsy. We recently moved back into our Newport Beach condo. Now it is time to space plan our 11 foot by 11 and a half foot office music room. I work from home and I'm open to getting a smaller desk. I'd enjoy having a place to lounge while streaming a movie on my computer monitor. My husband practices the keys, which he prefers to be facing the window. It's a keyboard and I'm not crazy about its placement. We could use your professional take on how to make this space more enjoyable and functional for the two of us. Thank you." Well, Mandy, thank you for your question. And thank you for these pictures because they really help to illuminate what's going on in the situation. So this room is rather small at 11 by 11. It has like a gray carpeting that's wall to wall. It has kind of a sage green, going back to the previous question, wall color, but it's a little bit more intense and deep. Could even be seen as like a pale grass green in the areas that don't get as much natural light. Now you enter the space and to the left, you have a little bit of wall and then you have a closet with a sliding mirror door. Then perpendicular to that, you have a nice big window. And then there's a little bit more wall on that side. Then across from the closet doors and entry door, you have just a wall right now that's unbroken. And then as you turn around the room, you have the other wall, which I don't have a picture of, but can imagine. I always love it when people send me, oh, here it is. four pictures, which Mandy did now that I've located the fourth. When people send me four pictures so I can see each wall, it really gives me a good sense of what's going on. So it seems that there's only one unbroken wall and the rest have either doors, windows, closets, et cetera, that kind of break up the space in this small room. One thing that I like to think about is putting desks perpendicularly to the wall. A lot of people think that a desk must face the wall because the cords are going to drip down and you want to kind of conceal that. But when we do that, then, you know, we're facing a wall, which unless there's a window or something on that wall can feel quite isolating. Additionally, we want to keep in mind the principles of feng shui, that we always want to be able to see the main point of access, that entry door to the space, either in our periphery or in our direct line of sight when we're working to feel most in command. Now, in this room, Mandy, your desk is against the longest unbroken wall. You are facing that longest unbroken wall, and your back is to the main point of access. Now, that's not a deal breaker for me. There are feng shui remedies, like setting up some kind of rear view mirror or something like that. But the problem is that it's not the best space planning in this room because your husband wants to play the keyboard, and ideally, he wants to play it in front of the window. Now, I do think in a small room like this that's multifunctional, especially because you primarily work from home, everybody should have to compromise a bit. So I don't love the fact that his keyboard is right in front of the windows because it's blocking all this beautiful natural light in this small room. But also, it looks weird that it's so close to the sliding closet door, obviously obstructing your ability to get into that side of the closet. And it just looks awkward having it in front of the window when you first walk in. So I would ask him to move the piano adjacent to the window, same wall, and then he can see the window, you know, from the side view. But I think it would be much better for the space. And then that means that you're going to have to move your desk. Now, of course, I don't like to give floor plan suggestions because I have a specific methodology that I use when creating floor plans. I try every possible option. I'm quite systematic. So I'm just giving you a few impressions off the cuff, but I really want you to do your own due diligence and try different options and see what makes sense for you. But I would consider putting this desk perpendicularly next to that entry door so that it's facing the entry door and that your chair actually pushes back sort of into the corner of the room. I think that would be quite interesting. I think it would feel more executive style. You could still have those cords dripping down, but instead of dripping down the back of the desk, they would drip off the side closest to the wall so you wouldn't see it. I just think it makes a ton of sense that way. Now, the other option that you could do is putting the desk facing the wall on the same wall as the entry door. That's an option. It's less interesting to me, but you're still in the power position. You can see the main point of access. It still gives your husband's keyboard plenty of room when we put it on the adjacent wall, or if he decides to keep it in front of the window. So these are some options. Again, you know, first we want to set this furniture placement and make sure that we feel quite excited about it. And once we have that set, I think this room could really benefit from some color, pattern, visual interest. You had mentioned that you might like a place to lounge. And so that could mean like an armchair or, you know, a chair and a half. It's going to have to be relatively small in here. Let's just say we did let your husband keep the keyboard in front of the window. You could put a chair in the corner next to that and then have your desk either perpendicular or facing the wall on the other side of the room. That's an option that I think would work really well and would allow him to keep his keyboard in front of the window, even though it's really obstructing the view. All right, Mandy, lots of ideas, lots of different things to try. And once you've got that locked in, add the artwork, maybe go for some drapes that aren't just this kind of beige linen, because for me, it's kind of bringing the room down. And that would be a perfect place for some pattern, some color, some interesting texture, just something to think about as you're completing this space. Guys, it has been so good talking to you again this week. I know you have many questions and you'll send them my way, affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Until next week, bye. you've asked for it, and we have answered the call. For years, you've been saying, Betsy, you're talking about all these great design concepts, but we can't visualize them. You're describing the picture that the listener sent in of their problem, and we wish we could see that picture too. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I do my best to describe them, but there's nothing like seeing it for yourself. And that's why Affordable Interior Design, the podcast, now has a YouTube channel. Not only do we have a YouTube channel where you could see recordings and clips of these podcast episodes, we also have an Instagram, a Facebook, and so many other exciting things. You should check it out. Head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Links. And when you go there, you will see links to our YouTube page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and more. Please check it out, follow, and subscribe so you can see everything I'm talking about. A big thank you to our amazing producer, Catherine Heller, to Eitan and the MVCR House Band, and to Affordable Interior Design, the sponsor of this podcast and the premier place to get an amazing look on a budget. Check out affordableinteriordesign.com. If you guys love the show, the very best way to support us is by spreading the word. Tell your friends or write us an awesome review on iTunes. So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.